Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of justice, peace, liberation, freedom, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. In this episode, I'm featuring the vibrant Vegan Fest, a 5-day, 4-night camping, education, and music festival happening in Excelsior Springs, Missouri, coming up September 2026. And we are joined by the founder of this great festival, Serena Farb. Serena will be joining us for this Vegan Nation interview. Much thanks to all our listeners. Welcome, Serena. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks, Marlene. I'm excited to be here.
And I'm excited about your upcoming festival, the 5-day camping, education, and music festival, Vibrant Vegan Fest in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. Let's hear all about it, Serena.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this too. This is my second year organizing an event like this. Last year, I was partnering with a friend and we called it Thrive Alive Fest. And this year, I'm working on my own and it is now called Vibrant Vegan Fest. And it's 5 days and 4 nights of some combination of a vegan wellness retreat, all ages, family friendly summer camp and camp out, and music festival and educational vegan conference, like all wrapped up in one amazing weekend.
That's wonderful. And I have to say, I would love to hear about Vegan Queen V coming from across the pond for your great festival, Vibrant Vegan Fest.
Yes, yeah, so we have a whole lineup of speakers as well as vegan musicians. And this year, our two headline musicians are Tubby Love and Vegan Queen V. And Vegan Queen V is really bringing the animal rights music elements. So she's from the UK and is coming all the way to the Kansas City area to perform. And she will be not only doing a main stage performance, singing animal rights themed, kind of human, animal, planetary liberation themed songs, but she'll also be leading a campfire jam with us and an animal rights choir workshop during the daytime as well. So lots of opportunities for people to come hear her perform, hear other musicians perform, and sing and dance around the campfire, and even join a choir where the songs you're singing are specifically about animal rights.
Beautiful. And let's hear about the other musician too.
So yeah, Tubby Love is more of a, he does a lot of different things, but is more of a folk, somewhat reggae. I'm not an expert on genres, but high vibe conscious music. And so he sings songs about peace and love and compassion for all beings. And he has also been vegan for quite a few years. And he will be doing a main stage performance, a bonfire jam, and he has kind of another personality doing EDM DJing in a totally different genre called Superpowers. So he will also be doing an EDM, like ecstatic dance type DJ set.
Can you tell us about the facility? So is it camping in a cabin or is it tents? What's the scoop on that?
Yeah, so it's a 300-acre retreat center and camp facility. So everybody's ticket includes camping. So that the ticket is all-inclusive. It includes all your meals every day, as well as a spot on site to camp. And you can choose tent camping, car camping, hammock camping, whatever your preference is. You just bring your own setup. But then we also have about 20 small but rustic air-conditioned cabins, as well as some dorms that are both air-conditioned and have bathrooms in them. But they're kind of communal, so we'll have a woman's dorm, a men's dorm, and a gender-neutral dorm. And then we also have a number of actual hotel-style suites in the main lodge. So for people that want privacy for themselves or their family, they can get rooms that have two standard beds and a private bathroom. So we have all different accommodations depending on what your price and comfort level are, so that there's something for everyone there.
Totally awesome. Thank you. And I have to say, I enjoyed seeing your promo video that you have, and that it's great to see all the different activities and the dancing and everything and all the food. It's so nice to see all that food.
Yes. Yeah, we have a really incredible chef this year. He's a Whole Foods plant-based festival chef, so has lots of experience cooking for large groups of people, all Whole Foods plant-based stuff. So we serve 3 all-you-can-eat buffet meals every day of the festival, and starting with dinner time on the first day when people arrive. It's all oil-free, refined sugar-free, and predominantly like default gluten-free. And then there's like gluten and oil and salt and things on the side that people can add in as they prefer. But we try to make the main meal as accommodating and allergen friendly as possible for everyone. And then we also have a full salad bar, daily fruit, and even some like lentil and chickpea sprouts, and raw options for folks that are raw vegan as well.
So is there a communal dining area? How's that going to be served?
Yes. So there is a dining hall in the main lodge. So it's very different than VegFest in that sense. There are no food vendors or anything like that. We have buffet lines, and our chef and team of incredible volunteers will all be cooking and preparing the food so that attendees just show up and serve themselves and can eat in the dining hall or take a bowl of food outside and eat on the grass sitting right next to the lake that the building overlooks, and come back for more as they feel like it.
Well, speaking of incredible volunteers, let's hear about your mom, Joanne Farb, who's also one of the speakers.
Yes, she's amazing. She will be teaching and doing some speeches and possibly workshops this year. Both of my parents are absolutely amazing and have helped support me as I put this on and do this. And she right now is growing tons of veganic produce and herbs to help feed the festival so that we can have as much, not just local and organic produce, but actually veganic produce that has had no animal inputs or animal exploitation used to grow it.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Can you please explain a little bit more about that for our listeners who are not yet familiar with veganic growing?
Yeah. So veganic is, there's actually a certification and an organization that teaches people how to do this and certifies veganic products and produce, but it's basically a merging of the terms organic and vegan. So it takes organic principles and regenerative principles of not using pesticides and spraying and growing in a more sustainable manner. But unfortunately, a lot of traditional organic produce, to not use pesticides and products of the oil industry, they rely very heavily on manure and bone and blood meal and inputs that come directly from animal agriculture and animal farms. And so veganic basically says we're doing all the sustainable and non-pesticide stuff, but we're not using anything that exploits animals either, and we're bringing it together with vegan principles so that it's ethical as well as sustainable. So those principles use, you know, compost and plant matter and other things that don't rely on animal inputs.
Well, speaking of vegan principles and your fabulous parents, let's hear a little bit about Born Vegan.
Yes. So I was born and raised vegan from birth, and that is behind everything I do with the festival, with activism, with speaking, with everything I create. My mission has always been to create a more compassionate, sustainable, and ethical world for all beings. That's my mission at Born Vegan, is trying to normalize a system of compassion versus a system of violence that has currently been normalized in our system. And I gratefully got to grow up kind of seeing an example of what the future could be like. And I want to help empower other people to do that, live that way, and live in alignment with their values, and also help to actually transform the system and create a new one that normalizes nonviolence in everything we do.
Let's have a little musical interlude. This is ARC Choir, Animal Rights Choir, a group of international vegan activists, facilitated by Vegan Queen V.
Did you drop me on my head? Was there damage when I fell down the stairs? 'Cause there's something I can't get my tiny little mind around. How come only I see the
fear and pain in their eyes?
See the value of their life comparable to yours and mine? So
tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nair, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're listening to Dominion by the ARC Choir. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Serena Farb, the founder and director of Vibrant Vegan Fest. Welcome back from the break. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nair, Massachusetts. Let's continue our conversation with Serena Farb, the founder and director of Vibrant Vegan Fest, coming up in Missouri in September 2026. We're listening to the song Dominion by the Animal Rights Choir, international vegan activists, facilitated by Vegan Queen V. Here's Serena.
I don't think any of our different values have to trade off. I think that it's very telling that the diet and lifestyle choices that don't unnecessarily hurt animals are also the ones that are the most sustainable and eco-friendly way for us to live on this planet. And they are the ones that are healthiest for humans, in addition to obviously not hurting animals. And so, you know, my mission beyond just transforming the system of normalized violence is to create essentially a happy and healthy world for all beings. So that means normalizing a vegan world where humans are happy and healthy and our fellow earthlings are no longer being exploited and can live happy, healthy, and free lives too.
Lovely. Thank you, Serena. And I think it's significant that you were born vegan, raised vegan, and are now a great vegan activist, all starting in Kansas.
Yes, that is very surprising to a lot of people. They usually assume I must have been in California or New York or something. Yeah, growing up vegan in a very not vegan world in the Midwest has given me a lot of skills learning how to navigate life and people and make the biggest difference I possibly can.
Thank you, Serena. And I need a little review of geography. So you were born and raised in Kansas, and the Vibrant Vegan Fest coming up this September 2026 is being held in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. So can you give our listeners some identification on location?
Yeah, so Kansas City, the city itself, and the greater Kansas City metro area pretty much sits right on the border, the state line of Kansas and Missouri. So the downtown, actually Kansas City, Missouri, is on the Missouri side, and a lot of the suburbs are on the Kansas side. So I live in Kansas City on the Kansas side. I've largely grown up on the Kansas side. And Excelsior Springs, it's not officially a suburb of Kansas City. It's about 45 minutes from downtown Kansas City. So it's just a little bit past the suburb designation, but it's kind of in the greater Kansas City area and some of the nature and retreat centers that are still fairly close to the city.
Okay. And the Vibrant Vegan Fest, a 5-day, 4-night festival with camping and education and music. Now, is that also on a lake?
So the retreat center is called Lake Donovan Retreat Center, and it has two lakes right there on the property. So there will also be canoeing, kayaking. There's a pool as well, so swimming. And some of the lodges and the main lodge with the dining hall sit meters from the lake overlooking it. So yes, there's a lake on site, all the water activities, and it will be all right there.
That's great. Thank you, Serena. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. Can you give us a recap of Vibrant Vegan Fest?
Yeah, Vibrant Vegan Fest this September 10th to 14th, just outside of Kansas City in Excelsior Springs, is a passion project that I've been working on for years. And I would really say this is the place, A, where vegans go to find their people. So for anyone listening that feels like maybe they feel alone, misunderstood, they're the only vegan in their friends or family, and they are craving deeper connection, a space where they can really be their authentic selves, speak their mind, be accepted for who they are, and find their people. That's really what Vibrant Vegan Fest is about. So we have speakers, we have workshops, we have evening music where you can dance and laugh and play and sing around a campfire and eat delicious, healthy, nourishing vegan meals every day. But it's really about the people and coming together in community. We already have over 100 people registered, and we're expecting several hundred this year. So this is really the place. And it's not just for vegans. Like, yes, it's the place where vegans come if they want community, but we welcome anyone, regardless of where they are in their journey, if they're opening to learning and trying good food. We would love for aspiring vegans, aspiring plant eaters, people that are curious to also come join us.
Thank you, Serena. And it's quite a lineup you have of speakers and musicians and activities. And there's many, many. So I know we don't have time to go through everybody, but I would love to hear a little bit about Alyssa Sikora and her husband Matthew and their children also who will be attending.
Yes. Yeah, so they are also dear friends of mine, and they are raising, Matthew and Alyssa are raising their two kids vegan, and Alyssa is also a yoga teacher. So we also have yoga and fitness and boot camp and all of the movement activities at Vibrant Vegan Fest, and she will be coming and teaching yoga and kind of connecting not just the physical aspects of yoga, but the principles of ahimsa and nonviolence and how those and yogic principles apply to diet and how we live, as well as teaching the actual physical yoga classes. And we also have a kids corner. So they're bringing their whole family and their kids will be there getting to play and connect and meet other kids that are being raised vegan or interested in going vegan and eating plants.
Thank you, Serena. Thank you for organizing and founding Vibrant Vegan Fest coming up in September in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. And thank you for all you do. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks so much for having me.
For our listeners, here's a short audio clip from VibrantVeganFest.com.
Playing with kids, swimming, hiking, yoga. It's been amazing.
When you're with people, everyone is so present and so here, and that's something that we don't have a lot in the outside world.
I feel seen, I feel heard, I feel welcomed.
Yoga is vegan. Vegan is yoga.
Extend your legs out.
There's a lot of like big, bold energy, people who are excited just to be alive.
it feels like this childhood experience that I used to have as a kid. And to come back to that state, it's really rare nowadays.
You all did phenomenally fantastic.
One of the things that we're doing here is taking a very holistic approach to what we do, talking about the health, the environment, the ethics, all the different pieces of it.
We can't just sit around and hope for a vegan world. We need to get out there. We need to go do something.
There's been quiet and still times too where we get to inner reflect and grow ourselves with wonderful yoga and the wonderful meditation.
Holding this joy.
I think this is the start of me changing my awareness of being kind to animals.
Coming here and not being completely vegan, it's a great experience to be exposed to a lot of different things and honestly to get you out of your comfort zone, but in a very healthy environment.
We already had a few people that showed up, they weren't vegan, right? And then they're like, oh, you know, actually it seems really easy, like I can do this.
We should treat every animal like all other animals. I think you should be vegan.
Plant-based whole food diet is the most optimal for achieving your best health outcomes.
A plant-based diet is the solution to, specifically, this thing called insulin resistance.
One, go, hold that plank.
There's already a new way of living that we are building on this planet, and you are at the forefront of it.
Hey, yes, I'm ready.
Something needs to be done, and this is how we do it.
Your fork will change the world. You will change the world. We will change the world.
I will definitely be here next year.
Baby, if you're on the fence, get off that fence. Come on over here so you can dance with us, okay? And eat healthy, all right.
Hope to see you 2026. Let's make it happen.
Share a place where no one feels pain. That's where I wanna be. No cages, no chains, no misery. It's crazy what we're doing. It is crazy what we keep on doing. Are we winning? Are we losing? In this battle, choosing sides. Which side are you on? When they look in history books, where do you belong? Which side you're standing on? Look in the mirror, saying, oh, I seen a tie. Which side are you on? When they look in history books, yeah. Where we're gonna be, where love and peace and laughter live in harmony. It's crazy what we're doing. It is crazy what we keep on doing. It doesn't matter who you're fooling. All that matters, what your heart decides.
You tune into Vegan Nation Broadcasting from Worcester, Massachusetts. We appreciate you. You're listening to Sides by Vegan Queen V. And Vegan Queen V will be performing at Vibrant Vegan Fest. She's coming from England, UK to perform at the 5-day festival in Missouri in September. And other musicians will be there too.
When they look in history books, where do you belong? Which side you're standing on? Oh, look in the mirror, saying, oh, I see the
side. Earlier in the program, we heard the Deer Song, D-E-E-R, Deer Song by Will Tuttle. Much thanks to Will Tuttle. And within the arc choir Dominion Song, I included the voices of the sows and piglets. in a slaughter truck. Vegan Queen V. From her debut album, Freedom Warrior. Thank all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation, and to Serena Farb, and also to Serena's parents, Joanne and Joe Farb, in Kansas. And much thanks to all the musicians and entertainers and vegan speakers and experts at Vibrant Vegan Fest in Missouri, September 2026. There's about 20 speakers, and I would like to give a special notation to Renee King Sonnen, who will be one of the speakers. Because Renee's book, a memoir, Rowdy Girl, Confessions of a Vegan Cattle Rancher, will be published on June 25th. Congratulations, Renee. Rowdy Girl, Confessions of a Vegan Cattle Rancher, will chronicle the radical transformation of a Texas cattle ranch into a trailblazing vegan sanctuary, blazing a path for future generations of conscious changemakers. And a big up thank you to Vegan Queen V. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.